it is so hot in my house. My grass is burning up. And we're caught up on high place, which is good, I guess, when it floods. But y'all are so cool down here, and wind's blowing, and it's so nice. And I just envy you so much.
Well, we really brag on that front place out there. With wind, and I got windows all around that little room there. And we sit out there a lot. It's really pleasant.
We have, the only thing like that we've got is in the back. We've got a patio, you know, it's just a concrete slab out there. And we've got some chairs and stuff out there, but it's on the west. And every afternoon, beginning about 1 or 2, kind of varies, you can't sit out there, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Because the sun comes up off that concrete. And we've got a glass door right there beside it. And I have to pull a curtain over that door because the sun comes up and reflects in that glass and makes the room hot. I wish we had a nice place where we could just sort of sit out.
That sure is cool. Have been cool. We've got lots of compliments on it.
Now let's see.
The shade around just brings you in cooler air. Off that shade.
It does. My parents live in a house that's about, oh, it's about 30 years old, I guess. Ooh, I think it was 30 years old when we moved into it, so I guess it's 4 years old now.
Well, ours is too.
It's got big trees like this. And we live in a house that's about 5 years old, and I swear I would trade that house for my parents' house in a minute. Because it's not as well made, and the trees are a little bit and scrawny. And I don't like it. It's a family, too, you know. Better than no house, but.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, you might say that the boy, if a boy asks a girl to marry him, that she, what?
Well, refuses.
Okay. Or you might say, well, they were engaged, but all of a sudden she just...
Just quitting.
Okay. You know, I knew a girl who did that 2 days before the wedding. She said, well, it's better than 2 days after.
Yeah.
She'd been going with this boy all through high school, and then they went together in college. Like, she wore his high school ring and stuff, and he went off to Vietnam and was gone for a couple of years. And when he came back, they were going to get married, and so they planned the wedding for about 6 months, and then 2 days before, she went, nope, not doing it. Not something. I thought that took a lot of guts to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It really changed your mind.
Okay. Yeah, talk about these weddings. I heard a funny one yesterday over here. There's a woman I thought was doing just fine together. They haven't got no children, and she went off to see her folks for a while. She didn't write to him, then she got started, and he said, wrote her the nicest letter. And then the next one, he went down there, the last one he got, she sued him for divorce.
Crazy.
Yeah. He thought they were doing all right. And I thought they were.
How old are they?
What would you say? 50? Something like that.
Gosh.
They haven't got no kids, though.
Yeah.
But I thought they was doing just fine.
Huh.
He works, he's got a blacksmith or a welding shop. I see her down there once in a while. She seems to be awful friendly.
They need it, Tommy. What was I going to say? Oh, well, a lot of my friends. In about the last 5 years. See, I'm 30. Oh, I can't believe it. Actually, I'm not quite 30. I'll be 30 in August.
Don't feel so bad. I'm just 29.
Yeah, you're just a kid. Well, I'll be 30 in August, so I'm really 29. But you know, between 25 and 30, a lot of people get divorced. And so I have a lot of friends who are my age who have been married, divorced, and married again, some of them.
Yeah.
And in fact, we are sort of an exception among our friends. We've been married.